You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast, quite possibly the most memorable show I have ever hosted, and that's saying a lot. We've done over 1,000 shows over the course of the past 10 years. Don't forget, for the first 5 years of our run, we were nightly, Monday through Friday. Then we figured out we could work less and reach more when we got nationally syndicated, thanks to a gentleman that I'm going to be introducing in just a moment. I'm looking around the room tonight. I was looking around the room during that last long commercial break, and as I did perusing the corners of Times Square after my first CNN experience, I'm asking myself, even now as I sit, how did this happen? How did this happen? How did this show grow into the entity that could attract people to take their vacation time and invest hundreds of dollars to fly or drive to Memphis to share a weekend with those of us who host this show week in and week out? And I can tell you, I don't know the answer to that other than to say it didn't happen overnight. And a lot of the people in this room have been with us for a long, long time. And I thank you for that. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for giving us 10 years on the air. The people here in Memphis in the middle of their dinner right now. But I would like to remind those listening to us on the nationally syndicated airwaves this evening that you can join us in spirit by going to cfcc.org for the Council of Conservative Citizens. I believe they are administering a live chat in honor of our 10-year anniversary. Actually, we will not officially turn 10 until October 26th. Of this year. October 26th of 2004 was our very first show ever. Thankfully, this incredible venue was not available a week from now, because if they had been, I probably wouldn't be here myself. Some of the most important people in the world to me are in this room tonight. Certainly I'm talking about our listening audience, but even more so, I'm talking about my wife. My wife is here. Stand up. She can't stand up, she says. My wife is just about...
Put her on the radio.
It's been a long time since we did that, Sam. It's my wife is 39 weeks... My wife is 39 weeks along and expecting our son. Our son will be born next week. And if this venue had been able to give me my first choice, I would have probably not been here, but perhaps the rest of you would have been. But my wife... is here, and I thank her for standing by me through this journey for the last 10 years, and we gave her recognition last night. Can we please hear a round of applause for my wife?
Yeah!
And talking about this venue, I would like to say what an incredible venue I think we have here. A great facility, brand new, clean, very nice, very sleek. And I think the service has been impeccable. The food has been good. The beverages. I think it's been a world-class venue for our operations and for our function tonight. And I'm not going to mention them by name. But I'd like to thank our host facility here for putting us up for the weekend and for giving us the opportunity to gather tonight and practice our God-given basic fundamental freedoms here as human beings. Also, some other important people in the room. I gave them an introduction last night, and as I said in my welcoming remarks, there are certainly a lot of people in this room that I wouldn't be here if it were not because of them. There are a lot of people in this room tonight that have played a role in my evolution as a thinker and a spokesman, and have played a great part in my development as an activist. But there are two people in this room tonight that I quite literally would not be here if it were not for them. And my parents are here.
All right.
You know, and we like to shatter the stereotype. We like to shatter the grotesque caricature that is bestowed upon us by the true creeps of American society, that we are somewhat abnormal. Folks, I am telling you that we are the most righteous and genuine people, I think, that the world has to offer. And we are family-oriented people and God-centered people. And we are family people, and my family is here tonight. My daughter is here, my four-year-old daughter. My wife is here with my my son, who will be born next week. He's here too, just not out of the womb yet. And my parents and my pastor of my church was here last night. And so to have the support of everybody in the radio world, to have the support of everybody who is here, our extended family, our brethren, our kinsmen, but to have the support of quite literally my physical family is a blessing and an honor and something that I don't take for granted, because not everybody has that. You know, not everybody has the involvement and the support and the participation of their parents and their wives and their families and their loved ones, and I have that. And my brother even was here last night. I have one sibling, a younger brother. He was here last night for me as well and for all of us. And that's who we are. That's who we are. That's what we care about. That is why we fight, for family, for faith, for kin. And I'm so grateful that it's not just my small family. Most of my ancestors have already been called home by the Lord. All of my grandparents have passed. My uncle, a lot of people that I've loved dearly. We don't have a very big family in the nuclear sense, but we do have an incredible extended family all around the world. And some of their finest representatives are here tonight, and that is each and every one of you, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to give you a round of applause. I've talked so much, I've given nary a minute to a man who again, quite literally, we would not be here for if it were not for his support over the years. A man who I thought just gave an incredible presentation last night. If we have a minute, we'll let him say hello, and then we're going to spend the next segment on the radio with him. But he is the one and only, the incredible Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman, owner of the Liberty News Radio Network. You know, up until 2008 or 2009, we were a radio show on the AM airwaves, but only here in Memphis and on the Internet. Sam's given us an opportunity to reach an audience the likes of which I never thought we would attain, and he alone keeps us on the syndicated airwaves each and every week. I love you, brother. Sam Bushman, thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And I want to start out by just saying I'm grateful for those who have hosted us, as me and Kurt have come down to be part of this 10th year anniversary. Keith Alexander, Eddie Miller, dragging James into Arkansas while he's freaking out, thinking he has to get home, and, you know, all that stuff. And I'm just telling you, we're thankful for Danny and your daughter, true Southern Belles. In fact, your daughter's a real Southern Belle. Just saying. Anyway, we're grateful to be part of it, James.
Well, you know, that there is, as I said last night, for every story, there's a backstory. We know that the people in this room made tonight possible. You at the very top of that list, Sam. But we had a pretty good time even before we all gathered together here yesterday at the hotel. You came in town on Wednesday, and Keith Alexander gave us the royal tour of Memphis. We even ended up over in Arkansas. We walked the bluffs of the Mississippi River. We had a dead-gum good time. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and much more when we return. Sam Bushman, my guest here on our 10-year anniversary broadcast here of the Political Cesspool.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, I can't believe that we're already at the halfway point of tonight's live broadcast, or very nearly there anyway. We continue to blaze on through this. I tell you, 1,000 hours of preparation and planning is going by a little bit too fast. I don't want this night to end. I don't want this weekend to end. I don't want to part company with my brothers and sisters. But it has been great. And for those of you not here, I may have mentioned this before, but I cannot mention it enough. We have had such a good time here. We've had such a wide variety of attractions, I guess you could say. But I think the very top, completely complimenting the atmosphere and taking it to the very next level, has been our maestro on the piano. And if I could mention him every segment, I would. But I have just enjoyed the piano music as much or more than anything else this weekend. Can we give it up one more time for Maestro? I don't know. He must be eating somewhere now. But he's entertaining the assembled live audience here during every commercial break. And I should add, ladies and gentlemen, that if there is one among us that have not yet visited his tip jar, to please do that. He canceled a couple of engagements tonight to be with us. He is a professional entertainer. He works. This is his job. He has no other job. This is his job, and he does a damn fine job of doing what he does, and that is playing the piano. He is a professional entertainer, a concert pianist. And so if you've not yet shown him your love, I would encourage you to do that. I have given him everything in my pocket. So,
James, I got to take control of the show for just a second.
Please, Sam, do.
I must do it. I got to do it. Everybody listen up. This is vital. James is not the type of guy to do this, so I'm going to do it for him. I need somebody with a big old hat. And I need him to take that hat off and start passing the hat for the political cesspool. An event like this is expensive to pull off, ladies and gentlemen. So what I want to do is, who's going to help me pass the hat and start some contributions for the political cesspool to take care of business? As I mentioned last night in my speech, radio is incredibly expensive. But it's not just radio. It's public appearances. It's the effort that it takes behind the scenes. It's the toll on the family that's critical. And so what I need to do is, I need to get the hat. Who can get that done? Can the Bombardier get that done for me? There's nobody like the Bombardier that can run around and shake hands and give everybody big old hugs and weasel him out of a bunch of
the,
money.
The Bombardier right? is in the back of the room, and hey, completely Bombardier? Oblivious to what we're talking about, I believe.
Hey, we need to get the Bombardier to report over here. What we need to do is pass the hat for the political
He is the
cesspool.
Only one here at this event wearing a hat. It is, right. it is a don't tread on me Gadsden flag hat.
See, that's what we need right there.
Sharp.
We need to fill that thing
that
with a pile
fitting,
of money
actually.
For the political cesspool. I'm just telling you, who's going to help me get that done? Yank off that Bombardier's hat, and let's get her done. Right, you need to start passing that around and shaking hands and giving people hugs and asking for money, Bombardier. And James won't do this, but
well,
I'm going to push it, and I'm going to make it happen.
I'm embarrassed even listening
to
Sam.
I don't want to hear it. It needs to be done, and James is too humble to do it, but it's something that's necessary from time to time, and I think it's valuable. I don't want a penny of it. I'm not asking for money. I'm telling you, though, that we've got to double down in what we believe in, and this is the opportunity to do that. Last night,
is Bill
my speech,
Johnson going to do it? Bill Johnson is taking.
Come on,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Bill
Johnson, chairman of the American Freedom Party, has taken the hat off of the head of Eddie the Bombardier Miller.
Yeah,
and is now passing it in search of contributions to help us.
Now, double down.
The political
We're not the kind that say give your money to the Lord, but we give you our address. We tell you it's for the political cesspool, but it is for an ideology. It is for an understanding of God, family, and country, and it is time to double down and dig a little deeper.
I'm cringing now as I watch this.
I'm not. I'm
I am
digging
not
it.
Fleecing.
I'm
know
digging
this is going to happen.
James needed to just sit back. I told him I was going to pass the hat, and he didn't want me to. And I'm on it, and you can't stop it now. It's rolling.
It is your network. It's my show, your network. So I guess I have to defer to the.
we're doing
the hierarchy
it,
here in.
But
play.
We're doing it because we want the next decade of the political cesspool to grow.
I
and
would
so
like
it's
a, to be
it's an
here
investment
a decade from
into
now.
The future, James.
Ah, man, Sam, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've given so much to be here. You've given so much over
no,
the
you
years,
don't get the
or
mic,
else
Eddie.
You would not be here. If you have a hole burning in your pocket, I guess you could. The chairman, you know, what an honor to have the chairman of the American Freedom Party, a man of the stature and the prominence of Bill Johnson.
See, it's doing, fantastic.
I'm too embarrassed hardly to talk.
Now, let me say something else. While they're passing the hat, you who are out in the audience. On the radio, you don't have the ability to get the hat in front of you. I mean, to hold the Bombardier's hat full of money is a treasure. But what I'm saying, though, is you have the ability to go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. Ain't there a donate link up there?
There is always a donate link in thepoliticalcesspool.org.
All right, yes, so y'all can pass the hat in the virtual world, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Click on that dude and just add zeros to whatever you donate. I'm talking about that. And I think it's vital that we do this. I think it's essential for the future growth of the show. The more money we have, the more public appearances we can do, the more we can take on the folks in the mainstream press like never before. The new media is going to take center stage, baby, and it's happening now live.
This is Sam Bush. What can you say?
You didn't think I was going to pass the hat, did
well,
you?
I
told
was hoping
you I was.
You wouldn't.
Yes, sir. Let her rip.
You know, I told Sam it's so easy for me to do this for other people and for other causes. You know, Pat Buchanan told me one time he just cringed. You know, if somebody sent him $1,000, if somebody sent him, you know, a significant contribution, he cringed to have to pick up the phone and thank them because he was so embarrassed that they had given to him. And I think I got the.
Let me tell you why I'm not that. Embarrassed. Americans all over the country are looking for ways they can be involved in the solutions, James. And when people don't have an opportunity to do that, it's very discouraging. And when people feel like they're part of something like the political cesspool, like the new media taking center stage, tears comes to their eyes, a feeling, a sense of accomplishment, and love and appreciation and involvement. People feel useful. You can't take it away from them, James.
People like to give. People like to be a part of it. I agree. And I like to ask for everybody but myself. If it were not absolutely necessary that we do the quarterly fundraising drives, I'd listen, if I was a self-made man, if I had more money than I knew what to do with, I would fund the show. Never ask for a dime. I hope you people sincerely know that. But it does, you know, a nationally syndicated show that reaches the amount of people we do, it does take at least a little bit. To keep the wheels on the wagon, and you people have done it, and I didn't intend to fleece you tonight.
I'm going to tell you this. Is it a blessing to be part of America and part
yes.
of the solution?
Yes.
Is it a blessing to give?
People give when they're asked if they believe in the cause.
That's right, and I'm saying it's a blessing that you can't deny them.
Well, it's a blessing to work with you, Sam Bushman, and it's a blessing to be in the company of so many great people. And I want to thank you before we come up on our next commercial break.
You know what Lee Cochran said today?
What did Lee Cochran
Listener
say?
Listener Lee Cochran, a very dedicated listener. He's been gracious enough to cart us around everywhere and use his vehicle for us and do some wonderful things. We appreciate him. He said earlier today, he goes, man, you guys are the A-team, huh? I said, well, I don't know about me and a team, but they certainly got the A-team here today. And so that's kind of critical. Lee nailed it, didn't he?
Well, he did. He's been great. I've heard so much about him from his work in the local community. This is actually my first time to meet him. It looks a bit like Dom DeLuise. He's here. But listen, Sam, I want to tell you, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve on your network and the opportunity to work with you on a day-in and day-out basis, week in, week out for years, has been an incredible honor for me. To be a part of the Liberty News Radio Network and to work under you is an honor and a privilege, and I appreciate it, and I love you. Thank you, Sam Bushman.
And I've successfully kept the focus off me the whole time.
Bill. Well, you have, and, you know, none of us are in this to get rich, God knows, and none of us are in this for recognition. We're just in here to serve, and we serve together.
People like me put my money where my mouth is. So
I want to know who gave that penny.
And I'm going
to – I saw a penny in that hat.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, though, and I'm putting money in the hat.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah, got
to
do
I
it.
I need to be giving it to
I
you.
I don't tell people to do things that I don't do, right? That's against my religion.
Then let me donate as well.
There you go.
I'm going to do it too. You know, I donate every quarter. I donate every month. I'm putting some in the till here too, and that's going straight to the cesspool account. That's not going to James Edwards. And it's certainly not going to Eddie Miller, I can guarantee you that. Oh, my goodness.
Well, the Bombardier's not on the take. Come
not
on.
Not what I
when
had.
When you see the Bombardier in person and you watch him speak, you know when he goes to tears in the middle of his speech because he believes in what he's saying, he
I've
ain't
seen
on the
take. Man cry twice today. The
Bombardier
is the most hardened of the hard. I'm not going to tell it. Listen, not what I had in mind for this segment, but
sorry,
thank you,
James.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Had to do it.
We're going to get back to the standard programming right after this, and thank you, Sam Bushman. Let's hear it, everybody. And thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
The 10-year anniversary celebration rolls on tonight. And what an atmosphere it is. Great food, great friends, great fellowship, family. And great music as well. Where's Bill Johnson? Well, let's go ahead and get Bill Johnson on, if we could. They just brought out the dessert, which looks very good, so I don't want to interrupt you from that. But I want to thank you for a lot of things. Number one, your friendship and your support over the years and what you did just in the last few minutes. And certainly earlier today, I was the recipient of an incredible certificate of recognition from Bill Johnson. And it was very moving and very unexpected, and it will be framed and it will hang in our studio at the radio station here, our flagship here in Memphis. Bill Johnson is, of course, among other things, an attorney, very accomplished attorney, and the chairman of the American Freedom Party, of which I serve gladly and proudly as a member of its board of directors. And Bill Johnson is just one of the notables, one of the great luminaries in the crowd tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Bill Johnson.
Thank you very much. We have in the American Independence Party a lot of supporters of the political cesspool. And one man has been was a supporter for a long time. His name is Mr. Mullins, and he wants to give money to patriotic people. And it's divided up into two different categories, a Mullins peer and a Mullins fellow. And the Mullins fellow is someone who maybe needs a little bit of support financially for what he does, but a Mullins peer is someone who's accomplished a great deal. And so we decided to give
he is. Can you hear him on my mic?
We decided to give a honorarium and a nice certificate to James Edwards for all of his mighty work. However, it is not just because of the books that he's written, the television, the radio show that he does, and all of the other activism. We primarily decided to give it because he's such a wonderful husband and father, and that's what we need for future generations. So we gave him that certificate with great pride.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. I was so honored and moved. What you and Sam Dixon did there at the end of the official program before we segued into the grand finale, which we are part of now here, this radio program, was inspiring and moving, and I can't thank you enough. And for you, and just like everyone else in this room tonight, you got on a flight in Los Angeles, California, flew all the way to Memphis just to be here tonight. That was a sacrifice of your time, energy, resources, and to be sitting across the table from you tonight is an honor, and to have you here for our event is even more.
Okay, we are activists in the trenches day to day, and we get demoralized sometimes because it's not moving forward as fast as we want. So when we come to these successful operations, we see all these supporters out there and all these generous supporters who give money when we pass the hat. It really rejuvenizes us and allows us to go back and carry on, hopefully with a future that'll be great for our people.
Well, working together, we will ensure that future, and I look forward to working with you, my friend, for many years to come, and I'm thankful for the association that we've had so far, thankful for you being here for 10 years, and the role you played in this event and everything else. I appreciate you. I respect you.
Thank you very much.
You. Bill Johnson,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Could we get perhaps, I won't give away his full name and location, but could we get Brian here? Everybody knows Brian. Well, I saw Arkansas here in the room, or perhaps taking a break. He's out of the room. Could we get our friend from Canada, if it's at all possible? Is it possible? Is it possible? It is possible. Our lone international traveler tonight. We have to have the man who put the idea into my head on our 9-year anniversary, which we celebrated, obviously, this month in 2013. And I've shared this story a couple of times now. He said, you know, he'd want to come down here for the 10th. You made it. You're here, and there's probably a little bit more people here than perhaps you thought it would be. But what was it about coming down for the 10-year anniversary that made you want to travel that long, long trek from the wilds of Alberta?
Well, I actually spent less time getting down here than a lot of people that drove.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I was just in the air for about 4 hours. And there's people here that drove 8-9 hours or more.
At least, yes. Some more than that.
So, yeah, it was just, I just happened to say, well, for 10 years, you got to do something significant. And I'm going to come down, and James just ran with it.
He called me. This gentleman called me after our 9-year anniversary show last year. And, in fact, even before I received the call, I was thinking, you know, for the 10th year, we should probably do something. You know, because we always dedicate a show each year to the anniversary, whether it's the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever. And I said, you know what, for the 10th year, I think we'll probably do 2 weeks. We'll talk about it for 2 weeks. We'll reminisce and walk down memory lane together. But not even in my wildest imagination did I believe that we could plan and actually pull off a conference such as this. But this man gave me the idea. And like I said, quite a few people here for one reason or another that I might not be here if it were not for them. Well, I would probably be here if not for the gentleman sitting across the table from me, but we would certainly not be here together. I would be doing the show, rather, but we would certainly not be here together and enjoying this event if it were not for this one man right here who gave me the idea. And it's true. He's modest. He's laughing. He's laughing, maybe a little bit embarrassed, but it's true. And this guy never misses. You know, we talked about passing the hat and how embarrassed it makes me, but this guy never misses a fundraiser. And there's a few of the people in the room that can join him in that camp. But for years and years and years, this man has supported us with emails and letters and prayers and financial resources. And he is a brother in arms. So I want to thank you for coming so far and for everything you've meant to this show. This is for you, my friend.
Thanks, James. It's an honor.
The honor is ours. Thank you, brother. Did Brian ever get back in the room?
He's on his way.
What's taking so long? The Copperhead has something to say. Well, I mean, but Scoop wants to call in, but we can't take a. I don't think we can. We can't take a call tonight, can we, Kurt? All right. Well, okay. Tell him to do it. We'll do it. Well, let's get Brian first, and then we'll get Scoop on. Maybe we can do it. Brian from Arkansas, another one who never misses a drive. Never, you know, he doesn't give until it hurts. He gives until it feels good.
Yes, I do, James.
And he gave me something last night that was incredible. It was it was my flag. And it's draped over the piano there in a certain way. We should really unfurl that. I unfurled it earlier today, and it was draped over the podium last night. Brian brought to me from Arkansas a one of the finest knit Confederate flags I've ever seen. And it's emblazoned in the stitching with the political cesspool, no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. Our catchphrase, which was birthed by Bill Rowland. And that flag will be our flag forevermore. And if for no other reason than that, but there are other reasons, I wanted to bring you on tonight. You're my friend. You're my brother. And I appreciate the role you've played in getting us here tonight as well. And that flag, though, that flag deserves a round of applause. Did everybody see that flag?
Yes. Well, it is a token of my appreciation, James. And I want you to know, and Mr. and Mrs. America, I want you to know that your cesspool family loves you. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. And I'm going to give you a country boy perspective of what's going on here.
What was it about the show, as you give us the perspective, that lured you in to being the kind of supporter that you've been?
Well, I'll tell you, every evening when the cesspool hits the air, James drops the tailgate and what bolts out of the back of the truck is the best train. is the best trained hunting dog that you could imagine, because he's always on the trail of the facts that matter most to our people. He's nipping at the heels of truth. And when you hear him strike, he has a pretty voice. Listen to him and be ready, because he's going to turn the truth right back to you. And you can listen to Hannity and O'Reilly and Limbaugh if you want to, but they're going to drag you through every briar patch in the woods, because they're just running rabbits. That's all they're doing. But the political cesspool, that's a dog that'll hunt right there.
A dog that'll hunt.
Yes, sir.
Was that script? You know, let me tell you something. He had no idea I was going to call him up tonight. I didn't tell him about that. That sounded like something better than what could possibly have been scripted. I appreciate that.
I bolted into the my wife is upstairs with pneumonia. I bolted into the door with her piece of cake, and the phone rang. I picked it up, and a man I don't even know said, "You want to be on the radio with James Edwards?" I said, "Yes." So I ran back down here and sat down just in time to speak.
Well, enjoy the cake for yourself. We're going to take a commercial break. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world, or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Back to get on the show, call us on James's dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the 10-year anniversary show. You know, we're not to the third hour yet, but I can tell you that we have saved what I think is the best for last. Sam, where's Sam? Is Sam Dixon? Sam Dixon's outside of the room right now. Sam Dixon stole a little bit of my thunder today. Sam Dixon likes the group sing-alongs. And in honor of the dearly departed Bill Rowland, we did a group sing-along of Auld Lang Syne. After Sam's talk today, we did Auld Lang Syne. Well, before I knew he was going to do that, and he certainly didn't know I'm going to do this, to take advantage of our musical maestro over there, in the third hour tonight, not coming up right now, but coming up in just a little bit, towards the end of the show, our grand finale tonight, we're going to have a group singing of Dixie. Now, we just heard the Bonnie Boo flag there in the commercial break. Another anthem, but we are going to have a group singing of Dixie, and we're going to do that in about an hour's time, a little bit less than that, and I want you to sing it so loud that they can hear you in Nashville. Do you think you can do that, ladies and gentlemen? We tried this at the Council of Conservative Citizens meeting a couple of months ago, and it went well, but we're going to do it even better tonight because we got a piano in here, and I've actually... put together the traditional version of Dixie with, if you've listened to our Confederate History Month series in the past, you will be familiar with the war version of Dixie. There are two official versions, the traditional and the war version. I think the war version was obviously written sometime during the war, but it wasn't something we made up is what I'm getting at. And I have printed this out, and I printed this out well in advance of knowing that Sam was going to steal my thunder. But we're going to ask the Copperhead. And just hang on to this because we're not doing it right now. We're going to do it in the next hour. But I want everybody to go ahead and start looking over the verse, or the verses rather. You know the verse. You know verse one. You know the chorus. Verse two and the war chorus are sung just like the version we all know and love. So we're just going to pass these around. Hang on to them. Look them over. And we're going to sing them together, and we're going to sing them as loud as we can at the end of this show tonight to wrap up the festivities with something that will really be emotional and inspiring, I think. To sing this song of all songs, and I know that we have honorary – we're all Southerners tonight. Let me just first say that. We're all Southerners in this room, even the people from Canada and from California. But this is something that's going to get to everybody, I hope. I hope I'm not putting investing a little bit too much into this, but I think it's going to be fun. Do we have Peter Scoop Stanton on the line? Peter Scoop Stanton could not be here tonight, but I believe he is called in. Let's see if the room can hear Scoop. Scoop, are you there? Maybe not. I believe I hear you. Are you in the janitor's closet?
Yeah, actually, I'm on a train. Can y'all hear me in Memphis?
Be loud if you can hear Scoop. They can.
Outstanding. Well, I apologize for the slight technical difficulty. I was on a choo-choo train going through a tunnel. But I send my deepest regards for not being able to make it, but I had some family issues. But I'd like to make a shout-out to the Copperhead because that man did everything possible to get me down there. But it didn't work out. But I've been listening to the show in and out. Thanks to the free internet from the Embassy Suites Hotel off of Route 7. The nice man behind the desk decided to hook me up since I told him it was very important. But anyways, I've been hearing about passing around the hat. My suggestion is do another beer challenge right then and there in the event over at Mulberry Street, room 306. Yours truly happens to be wearing the exact same sweatshirt that I did my beer challenge in. And in fact, I went to a local store and picked up a 12-pack of the same beverage that I did the beer challenge at. So that's my suggestion.
Well, we did have a couple of people respond to that. Hey, Scoop, let me ask you this.
Yes,
you've sent in a couple of lists this week that we would have certainly recounted had you been here in person tonight. Recount some of your favorite moments. Now, Scoop Stanton, if you don't know, as most of our people, I'm in the minority when it comes to the political cesspool staff of not having served in one of the branches of the armed forces. We have a couple of Army people. We have Navy folk. Scoopa was a member of the Navy. When he first heard about it, then he started calling in from Rota, Spain, where he was stationed at the time as a listener of the show, and he started calling in so much we just adopted him. And so he's been with us since 2005 in one shape, form, or fashion. So, Scoop, a few of your most memorable moments. You sent them to me in email this week. Can you remember them off the top of your head?
Not only can I remember them off my head, but I have them right here in my hand since old Scoop's got to keep his tail, but nothing knowing that I might be on air. Okay, first I want to start off with the best cesspool bombs. Now, what I mean by bombs is that things that happen on the air that just sound absolutely horrible, but it's radio gold. All right, I'm going to make this quick. Number 10, Charlie Duff's Ohio joke. Number 9, yours truly oversleeping during this time slot while stationed overseas. Number 8, Anthony Cumia doesn't call in the first hour, and yours truly has to fill in, giving some real absolute garbage radio. Number 7, Swedish television gives James 15 seconds of fame, literally. Number 6, Paul Babu throws us under a bus. Number 5, a snake in a radio studio. Number 4, visitors to WLRM crashes Jeff Melton's live broadcast of the political cesspool. Number 3, David Duke's Eurofest crashes RBN's computer and kills the archives. Number 2, Sonny Landham's opinion of Obama almost cost us FCC fine. And number 1, Sonny Landham's hospital bed interview. That night was Mr. Landham in the hospital bed, Pat Buchanan, and then yours truly. So that was one for the record.
I remember that show. I remember all of those. Yeah, I remember, you know, there was actually, there's literally a snake in the radio studio that got fried by one of the transmitters inside the station, and we couldn't go in there. We had to play tapes for a few days. That was several years ago, but a snake had gotten boiled by one of the coils, and you can imagine what that smelled like in 120-degree Memphis summers. And we've had a lot of stories. All right, top 10 moments, though, not the bomb. Give us your top 10 very quickly, Scoop.
All right, well, here's the top 10 off-air cesspool events. I'll blow them real quick. Number 10, yours truly crashes a live broadcast from Chino State from Philadelphia WPHT. Number 9, I crash Obama rallies. Number 8, myself and James Edward get nasty on Facebook for art for a photo contest. Number 7, Scoop and James go at it over Frankie Valli and Jimmy Page stemming from a comparison of the Butler and Captain Phillips movie. Number 6, Charlie LaDuff gives James the business in a voicemail while sitting in my car. Number 5, Paul Babu again in the Arizona Senate race. Number 4, you at the National Press Club. Number 3, Eddie Miller gets ejected. Number 2, your 3 CNN appearances. And number 1, your 15 seconds of fame again on Swedish TV. Now, for my top 10 best moments ever. 10, Sonny Landham again. 9, the return of Winston Smith. Hearing loss will not stop him. 8, Anthony Wiener gave us tons of material. 7, Charlie LaDuff, radio gold. 6, Sean Bergen got fired for telling the truth, and we love him. 5, Godfrey Dulia showed us another side of World War II. Number 4, the USS Liberty survivors. We did the job the media refuses to do. 3, George Zimmerman, we called it. 2, Anthony Cumia, best interview ever. And number 1, Bill Rollins tribute show. The one show we did not want to do. Everybody spoke from the heart, and everybody's eyes were misty. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you so much for walking down memory lane with the Scoop. I remember most of that. You know, it's hard to remember everything. I remember most of that that he was talking about. Obviously, the Bill Rowland tribute show, that will be right up there with tonight's show, with the ones that I will never forget. He mentioned some of the things in passing, and he was going very quickly through those lists that perhaps not all of you have been privy to. This is probably the first public gathering that Eddie Miller has not been ejected from that I've ever that I've been to with him. We went to a Ron Paul rally, and we were all set to have this rally for Ron Paul at the place where we will be tomorrow morning, the Nathan Bedford Forrest Monument. Well, there was some woman there with purple hair who said that, you know, we don't want to be racist by appearing there. And Eddie proceeded to give her a piece of his mind and was shortly thrown out of the facility. I went not long after that to a meeting with our United States congressman. Eddie and I live in the same district, and we're under Marsha Blackburn's jurisdiction. And she, Marsha Blackburn, a Republican, long-term United States Congress whatever you want to call her, congressperson. Anyway, she came in, and it was an incredible situation. Eddie, you know, as a member of his of her district, and as one of her constituents, went up to her to voice with her his displeasure, which obviously these people are not used to. And I was watching her as if it was something out of a sci-fi movie. She sat there with the same plastered grin on her face the whole time while Eddie got more and more belligerent until he was, again, escorted out by the arm by the proprietor of the place. So Scoop mentioned in passing watching Eddie. And Scoop was actually there for one of those ejections. Eddie, you're not going to get thrown out tonight, I promise you. We got to take a break, everybody. The third and final hour coming up right after this is going to be one not to miss.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.